I really don't accept it, so I can't do anything about it. So many of us will admit intellectually, many of us will look at it intellectually. I have a nickname for this, I call it intellectual recovery. And many of us have to play the intellectual game for a long period of time. And what happens is I admit, I acknowledge, I admit to it, but at the same time, I still create more unmanageability. I still get involved in it. You know as well as I, many of us know exactly what's going on in our life. We know what the situation is, but we get so stuck in it, it becomes so normal for us that after a while, we admit to it, we intellectualize it, but we still can't accept it and develop the change. You see, as I said before, sooner or later, we have to come to that point in our recovery where we basically get tired, where we basically wear out. When you get to that point, it's one of the highest spiritual points of life. When you reach that point of powerlessness, where you no longer can handle it, you finally come to that stage of life that's called acceptance. And that is the first step. In the first step, we experience probably one of the most beautiful and the most special moments of life. The scary part about it is that as we experience this moment and we experience this concept, we are basically experiencing probably one of the greatest areas of pain in our life. It's so scary. And we experience it primarily because we are now at that moment in our life where there are no more alibis, no more excuses, nothing left to complain about, nothing else to do. There's just me and stark reality. This is who I am. This is the reality of me. 90% of all recovery is acceptance of self. So many of us spend our whole entire life running, avoiding, and trying to stay away from the reality of who we are. In the first step, we learn one of the most positive and beautiful principles of all recovery. Until you accept the reality of who you are, you cannot grow and you cannot change, because all change comes from where you are at this moment. Every one of us, every individual person at this moment of their life is at a very special stage of life. We are exactly where we are supposed to be at this moment of our life. This is where the higher power wants us to be. This is our gift. And what's so beautiful about that acceptance is, even though it's painful, is that for the first time in my life, I can look into a mirror, and for the first time, I see who I am. I see the reality of me. And for the first time, I can feel, I can cry, I can accept, and I can look at myself and say, this is me. Is it easy? No. Because it means I have to look at every part of me, my defects, my assets, every concept, every area of my life. As I look at this concept, all of a sudden I begin to see, and we have a saying in the program, all of a sudden the scales are dropped, and all of a sudden the truth and the reality of myself is there. And sometimes it's a very painful situation, and sometimes you have to cry, but it's like being all alone. It's like hurting, but it's a beautiful hurt, and it's a special hurt, because I finally acknowledge me. I have said over and over again that the greatest gift of all recovery in the first step is the powerlessness of being able to acknowledge the reality of myself. God, it isn't easy. It's a real struggle. And yet, to move out of the intellect and begin to feel, and to begin to experience being powerless, to begin to experience reality, to begin to experience self, is the beautiful gift of life. These are my limitations. These are my talents. This is who I am. These are my gifts. I have to accept who I am. And if I do that, I begin to grow. The first step leads us to the second step. Remember in the first step, the importance of living in reality, living in the moment, being who you are. In the second step, we come to believe in a power